I look at somebody like John Lennox, and he will point to something like the Soviet movement in Russia, I think from the 20s until the late 80s. And he will kind of point to that and say, you know, that is an atheistic movement, and atheism always entails this destruction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And you've got a really interesting little space in your book where you talk about kind of atheism, or the lack of a God being at the central forefront of a society or groups, movements, and how this doesn't always entail violence and chaos, but that rather this is a misconception. And I'd be really helpful just to dive into that, because it's a narrative that we do hear quite a lot online.
Right. So it's still true that we don't have many examples of societies where the leadership was avowedly atheistic. Those examples that we do have were examples that were not merely atheistic, but had various other features that meant that they were typically, at the very least, we'll say genocidal, and there was lots of violence and chaos, right? But it's also the case that there are plenty of, I mean, the first kind of obvious point is that there are plenty of societies that were God-fearing that were no less genocidal. And I mean, if there are any Belgians listening, it might be unfair to pick on Leopold and the Congo, because there are countless examples, right? But this had nothing to do with atheism, but it was exactly the same stuff, right? So it's kind of hard to pin the consequences of, you know, Stalin's treatment of the peasants in Russia or Mao's treatment of the peasants in China and blame it on their atheism rather than on some other element in their Marxist philosophy, or actually probably it's not even Marxist philosophy that's at fault, something to do with their personalities and the kind of bureaucracies that they instituted and so on. So that would be the first thing. The second thing to say is that there's a very long history of people worrying about what a godless society would be like. What would it be like if you had a society where people didn't believe in the gods? And so in the UK more broadly, from the 16th century and well into the 17th century, you get all of these dystopian novels and poems by people like Swift and Fielding, all kinds of people, and worrying about it when at the time it wasn't even clear that there are any atheists at all, right? And it's not clear really that they had any evidence to support the claims that they were making. And I think that, I mean, given what you just said about what Lennox claims about Russia and China and I assume North Korea and maybe one or two other places, it's not clear that he's got any evidence that it's specifically the atheism that's connected to the evil deeds that those regimes have done, whereas theism was not connected to the evil deeds that pretty much every other serious empire has done.
Yeah, that was going to be my closing remark. It was going to be like point three, that kind of you look at many of the other atrocities that have happened throughout the whole of history, and they've been very closely linked to, or you could argue in the same ilk that they're closely linked to theistic perspectives, rather than, as you then link them to, the whims or the personality of the individual that is in charge of that space and that time and is making those decisions. Okay. If you enjoyed this clip, then head on over to Locals to access the full conversation right now. Supporters can access the video version, and everyone can access the audio-only version of the conversation. I'll see you over there.